Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, live in the studios of Worldwide KFUO with Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Yes, Witness Wednesday.
Is this the first Wednesday in Advent as well?
I believe it is. So Happy New Year.
That's right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So we've been doing a series on obstacles to witnessing, and people have been asking me, well, what are you going to cover next? I said, well, there just doesn't seem to be any end to the obstacles. But here's one that I often run across people saying, well, the person I want to witness to doesn't believe that the Bible is God's word.
Okay.
So if you're like, well, if they don't believe it's God's word, then what can I say to them? You know, how can I witness to them? Because they don't believe it's God's word.
What foundation do you have to work with?
Right. And so you say, well, yeah, it kind of seems like you're dead in the water here. I mean, what else do we have but God's word? Some people would approach it this way. They say, well, let's try to argue, you know, or debate using reason or logic with this person. And eventually, we can show them the reasonableness of God's word. The only problem with that, well, there's several, but the big problem with that is God's word isn't reasonable. it's not reasonable on a couple of levels. One, it's not something we can reason out.
Okay.
So 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, you know, that the man without the Spirit of God cannot understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. They are foolishness to him. Right. So God's word tells us, you know, people who trust God's word, don't expect people who don't have faith to understand this and believe it. After all, they are unbelievers. They don't believe God. They don't believe his promises. They don't believe his word. And that's really where we all start out in life. You know, in Ephesians chapter 2 talks about us being spiritually dead. We can't comprehend God's word. We can't intellectually process his word and come to an understanding of it. It is, in the words of the scripture, foolishness. It's a stumbling block. So it shouldn't be any surprise to us that the person whom we're wanting to witness to, a person who is not a believer in Jesus, doesn't believe that the Bible is true.
Good point.
Yeah,
I was just thinking of the text that was just studied today, 1 Peter chapter 4, about how that the word of God was proclaimed even to those who were dead.
Right, even to those. So the word goes out, and Isaiah 55 says God's word goes out and accomplishes what he purposes for it. Now, Andy, I think when people say, well, I don't know how to witness the person because they don't believe it, that the Bible is true, they may be saying something more like, this person's sort of hostile towards the Bible. Right? Maybe that's really their concern. I can't even bring up the Bible because this person will get all agitated and won't listen to me or will talk down to me, or they have these really strong arguments against the Bible and I don't know how to argue. You know, they'll tell me that things about the Bible that I've never heard. I don't know how to defend the Bible.
I'm curious if any of our listeners have been in a conversation like that.
I wonder too.
1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. The email address, Lassie, LASSIE, Lassie at KFUO.org. If you had a question about a conversation like that, or if you've had a conversation where you were talking with someone and you just discovered that they were perhaps hostile toward the scriptures.
Right. And that happens. And I've run into it. And there's a part of me that wants to defend God's word. You know, okay, well, you know, thanks to a seminary education, I have enough information to take on somebody in a debate. But a lot of people don't have the benefit of that education and may not feel that they're equipped to do that. But whether you're equipped to, in your mind, to do it or not, it's not our place to defend God's word. And this is one of the problems we run into. We think, well, I have to convince somebody that the Bible is true before I can tell them what the Bible says. well, I'm not sure that that's really the best approach. Now, obviously, there's a place and time for apologetics, the defense of the Bible and discussing the veracity, the truthfulness of the Bible and all that. But in most of our witnessing circumstances, we don't need to make the case for the Bible. We simply need to share what the Bible says and let someone else defend the Bible.
That would be the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes. Yeah, like Luther has an interesting quote on that. He says that he's writing about the challenges of his time of dealing with the papists and the Turks and the people who were carnal and worldly. And he said that, we know our promise and assurance that even though we are not such good Christians as we ought to be and are timid and weak both in faith and life, he will nevertheless defend his word simply because it is his word. So the word has a great defender already. We don't have to go out and make the case that God's word is true. God's going to defend his word. So we have Luther on our side on this one. Don't worry about defending the word. Let God defend his word, and you just simply share that word. So I understand we have a caller.
We do. Let's go to the first caller. Let's go to Mildred. Good morning, Mildred.
Well, I'm Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn. Good morning, Marilyn. Sorry about that.
That's fine. At any rate, yes, I have had this conversation, not just once, but several times over. And the person keeps saying to me, the Bible was written by man. It wasn't God. And I said, oh, yes, it was. It came to them by way of God. And I don't know how, in fact, to get it across. I pray all the time for this particular person, and they are so convinced, only man wrote the Bible. That isn't the way things are. And so, in fact, if you would elaborate on it, I truly appreciate it.
Thanks for your call, Marilyn.
And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
All right, Marilyn. So I know other people have run into the same thing, and I think you're on the right track by, first of all, pray for this person, pray that the Holy Spirit would illuminate their mind, but just keep doing what you're doing. You don't have to argue and convince them that the Bible is God's word. Just share what the Bible says. They may be telling you, oh, no, man wrote that. Oh, no, man. But they're still hearing the word. As long as you can keep speaking the word to them, they may be putting up that defense, oh, no, this isn't from God, it's from man, but they're still hearing that word, and the Holy Spirit works faith when and where he wills, according to the Augsburg Confession, it says, when and where he wills in those who hear his word. So never underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit. Get the word out there and let the Holy Spirit work with that word. He'll convince the person, according to his time and purpose, he'll convince that person that this is truly the word of God, not the word of man.
Very good. We have another caller. Let's go to Faith in Waterloo. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning. This is I think you've really hit a nerve here. I can really relate to Marilyn and what she was just talking about. I have a person in my life who's like that, and he just does not believe the Bible at all. But in our last conversation I had with him about the Bible and about faith, in Jesus, I kind of decided to take the cautionary tale. And I told him about Pharaoh and the children of Israel and how Pharaoh hardened his heart in the beginning. But then with everything else that was going on and how he continued to harden his heart, even though the plagues were so devastating, and then finally God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And I ended our conversation with, don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. So anyway, that's one thing that I've tried, but I really appreciate what you're talking about, Pastor. I think it's very helpful. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Faith.
Okay, Faith, good way to keep you know, that word in front of somebody. Again, they don't have to believe it. You just want to share them. This is what God's word says. And keep praying that the Holy Spirit will work faith in that person through the word that you share. And I should point out, too, you know, you don't even have to tell somebody that what you're sharing with them is from the Bible. You can just give them a word of encouragement or a word of truth, and they may say, well, wow, that's really interesting. Where is that from?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to quote chapter and verse. We can just speak the word of God as it is, just part of our everyday vocabulary, part of our everyday way of sharing words of encouragement with people or giving them the wisdom of God's word for their life.
All the more reason to commit God's word to memory, to studying it or committing it to memory on a regular basis.
Right. And so don't feel like, oh, well, this is from the Bible. You don't have to even tell them it's from the Bible.
Let's go to our next caller, Diane in St. Louis. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Thank you for your encouragement to keep going instead of kind of backing off and being quiet. I have a 20-year-old son who grew up in the, you know, Lutheran grade school and high school, and he's searching now, you know, questioning everything. And he accuses me all the time of circular, you know, it's always the same thing because I have a Christian worldview. So every, you know, so he gets kind of tired of that. So I kind of back off. But it sounds like not to be ignorant, but to keep at it. So I thank you for that.
Sure. Just keep that word in front of your son. Obviously, the word has already been put into his heart. And Diane, I know that you want your son to embrace God's word and you know, be active in the faith. And just keep that in front of him and let trust the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit does. I think we all go through that stage in our life where we're questioning things. And that's not bad. It's not bad to question things. Again, that's another thing where we trust God to defend his word. And your son will come out of that stronger in his convictions as the Holy Spirit leads him to, you know, the understanding of the word through his questioning, through his searching.
Amen.
Well, thanks for your call, Diane.
Thank you.
Well, some great calls today. Good questions.
Yeah. We may have to carry this topic over to next week.
Well, we have just a couple of minutes left, about 3 minutes or so, on dealing with witnessing in the face of obstacles.
Yes, and there are many. But here's the thing. This is another quote I found from Luther. And, you know, Luther has his way of saying things. Actually, it's a continuation of the first quote I shared. He says, even though there were 10 popes or Turkish emperors, I would like to see whether all of them together are a match for the man who is called Christ. They may very well start a game which will grow too big for them to handle, but they will not demolish the word.
Hmm.
So the people of this world, sometimes, you know, they get intoxicated on their power, their, quote, wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and they think, wow, we really have the Christians on the run. They don't know how to defend the Bible. You know, look at the church. It's in decline. It's losing influence in our culture. Wow, you know, we're ruling the day. This really hit home to me the other night when I had to turn the TV on, and right after the news, some kind of science award show came up, and just how they were belittling the Christian view of creation and things like that. Yeah, it looks like we're on the run. Looks like they're winning a day. But, oops, even if there were 10 popes or Turkish emperors, watch out. Christ will rule the day. They cannot demolish his word, and we can have confidence in that word because of it. Hmm. God will defend his word simply because it is his word.
And Jesus, the word made flesh. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting ready to celebrate that all over again.
Right.
You know, there's something to the word of God that we cannot fully comprehend. But I'll leave you with this thought. You know, this is from, 1 Peter 1:22 and following. It's quoting Isaiah 40, you know, that all flesh is like grass and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Everything in our world, all these things that are opposed to the word, opposed to Christ, opposed to his church, all that will fade away, blow away like dust, But this word of God that they deny and they're against, it will stand forever.
Hmm. Amen. It will.
Yeah. And that's the word we have the privilege of sharing with people, whether they believe it or not, whether they like it or not. We have the privilege of sharing that word, the word that will remain forever.
Well, thanks for the phone calls today. That was great to hear from Marilyn, Faith, and Diane. I appreciate the phone calls and always good to hear from them. And I'll share with our listeners our email address one more time as well for future questions. Lassie, L-A-S-S-I-E, Lassie at KFUO.org. That was fun to get some questions today, get some calls.
Well, maybe we'll get some emails. And like I said, we can continue this same topic next week if we get some emails and people want to keep it going.
And I'm going to go back to my obstacle course training so that I'm prepared for more obstacles in witnessing.
There we go.
Well, that does it for us. Witness Wednesday. Again, Lassie, L-A-S-S-I-E at KFUO.org.